This is the 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories podcast from 90.5 WESA. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Each week, we introduce you to people in the Pittsburgh area who are striving to make their community a better place to live. The series is sponsored by UPMC, Life-Changing Medicine. This episode, Helping Kids in Homewood from Cradle to Career, Revitalizing a Corner of Brighton Heights, and Sustainability in Millvale. Okay, 90.5 WESA's Noah Broad has our first story, which features Dr. Alan Lane of the Homewood Children's Village.
Alan Lane was born in 1965 and grew up on Mertland Street in Homewood, just down the road from Westinghouse High School. Back then, more than 30,000 people lived in the single square mile that comprises Homewood. Lane recalls a vibrant, prosperous neighborhood in his youth.
There were businesses in Homewood, so you didn't have to walk too far from your job. There was employment in Homewood. So one of the things we're trying to do is regenerate Homewood and bringing those things back.
Things have changed. According to the 2010 census, there were around 6,500 people living in the neighborhood, nearly half of them in poverty. Now, Lane is working to improve the community as the sustainability manager for the Homewood Children's Village. He says he meets with anywhere from 10 to 30 residents a day, hooking them up with free services offered by HCV and partner organizations. Lane manages HCV's Baby Promise program, which helps teach parents how to care for young children. He says a quality childhood made all the difference for him.
The most joy I had as a kid, well, actually as a teenager, was attending Westinghouse High School. Based on the tradition of it, the family atmosphere, it wasn't just going to school, it was going to be with family and learning from family and being active with family. And that's what Homewood is. Homewood's family. I went to school as a college athlete, as a student athlete, and left. Then returned 20 years later just to finish. And along the way, I became a single parent. So I raised my son myself. And my son and I were actually in college together. He's finishing up now.
After earning his doctorate, Lane came back to work for the community. Lane says the Homewood Children's Village helps kids from cradle to career. In addition to its early childhood program, HCV offers mentoring, academic support for school kids, job training, leadership classes, and more. Lane, who also helps adults find job placement, says he's encouraged by the success stories at HCV.
A young man who was 20 years old at the time, whose goal was to return to school, decided, okay, let me give this HHPP program a shot. And he was ready to quit first couple weeks in, and he stuck it out. That young man is now making $23.50 an hour, part of the Carpenters Union, and he found another way to get to college without putting himself in debt.
Lane says that young man now pays it forward by mentoring kids for the Homewood Children's Village. Lane says he's happy to be part of an organization that's helping to make a difference in Homewood.
And whenever somebody asks, where am I from? I don't say Pittsburgh, I say Homewood. Homewood is home, no matter where I go.
I'm Noah Broad, 90.5 WESA News.
For this next one, we'll stick with Noah Broad as he takes us over to Brighton Heights, where he profiled resident and activist Kelly Day.
When Kelly Day moved to Brighton Heights about 10 years ago, she began to notice something strange. Most of the community seemed to be middle class, but one section of the neighborhood was noticeably less fortunate than the rest.
If you look at the different census tracts, our census tract, the majority of incomes are between $14,000 and $19,000 a year. And then if you go one block over, the average income goes to like $60,000 to $90,000 a year.
Day's community surrounds the five-acre site of the former St. John's Hospital. She says it's mostly single mothers raising families. Day surmises that the closing of the hospital in the 90s contributed to the current situation of abandoned homes and gun violence in the surrounding streets. A former vice president of the Brighton Heights Citizens Federation, Day says she recently decided that her section of Brighton Heights wasn't getting the attention it needed. So she formed Connected for Community, a new nonprofit group launched with support from the Sprout Fund, the Buell Foundation, and New Sun Rising.
The heart of the problem we felt is that the community has to be stronger and we need to build our village and get to know each other. And if the majority of households are single moms, we want those single moms to know each other so they can look out for each other's kids. That's our vision.
Day says one of the group's biggest concerns is the potential redevelopment of the former hospital site. While the idea of a new housing project has been bandied about for years, Day says her community would rather have the parcel become a neighborhood green space.
The community members that live adjacent to it were very interested in that becoming green space and not so much housing, because there's already in that section of Brighton Heights a lot of abandoned and vacant boarded up housing. So we were asking for public amenity to be put in the green space. So Connected for Community kind of came out of that conversation.
The fledgling nonprofit has already planted more than 24 trees along the streets, built a rain garden, and installed a memorial bench in honor of a local victim of gun violence. Day says C4C has some other plans to brighten up its section of Brighton Heights.
We want to humanize where we live, you know, get trash cans like normal neighborhoods and have places to sit and have a bus shelter. A lot of the people who live in our community ride the bus, and it's, you know, unfortunate that they just have to stand in the rain.
Because Connected for Community is brand new, the first step will be to get neighbors on board. To that end, Day and a neighbor have planned a meet-and-greet barbecue for this fall to start making connections with nearby residents. Day says she hopes her example can inspire others across the city to get involved at the sub-neighborhood level.
I would challenge people to look at the census tracts within their community and take a look at what are the demographics of your community and really look at it and say who here needs help and help those people first.
I'm Noah Brode, 90.5 WESA News.
For our final story, we'll head just across the Allegheny River.
WESA celebrates 90 neighborhoods, 90 good stories, is supported by UPMC, life-changing medicine.
For our final story, we'll revisit my conversation with Zaheen Hussein, who serves as the sustainability coordinator for the borough of Millvale.
You can see the air quality monitor outside, and we also have monitors inside so we can see what the difference in particle levels are between the outside and the inside, and usually inside's much better than the outside.
Zaheen Hussein is walking me through the garden at the Millvale Community Library. Hussein is Millvale's sustainability coordinator, a position funded through the library. That means he deals with a wide range of issues in the borough.
Food, water, energy, air quality, mobility, and equity.
Historically, these are areas where Millvale has struggled. For instance, because it's at the bottom of a watershed, Millvale has been hit hard by floods in the past, especially during Hurricane Ivan in 2004.
We need to think through and plan around stormwater infrastructure and advocating for a watershed-wide stormwater management plan so that we can reduce the flood impacts in the future.
One area where the borough has already made some progress? Energy. Millvale has solar panels, both at the library and the community center, where Hussein helped to complete an installation this spring. As that installation was being finalized, four local students were sponsored to attend a series of workshops through the Millvale Teen Solar Fellowship. They learned about the solar industry and also got to shadow the installers as they finished putting up the solar panels.
We want people to know that these are the kinds of jobs that require all types of educational backgrounds and skills and interests, and we just want to unlock those minds, or unlock those doors, really, in the minds of the youth that live in town.
Jim Majeski is president of the Millvale Borough Council and a firefighter in the borough's volunteer-run department. He says that in recent years, Millvale has seen economic growth, in part because it's right across the Allegheny River from booming areas like Lawrenceville. But he also stresses that it's important for that growth not to be lopsided.
Sometimes when you start to change and start to grow, you miss out on some of these more important aspects that really affect the quality of life of the residents and the business owners here.
Majeski says Hussein's efforts have helped maintain the right balance. And as he has spent more time there, Hussein has become deeply integrated into the Millvale community. He recently joined Majeski as a volunteer at the fire department.
I felt that in order to be effective at my job, I can't just stay on some high-minded sustainability high horse. I really had to get down and understand what people go through in order to function properly for my job.
Janet Ziff is a small business owner who's lived in Millville for over 40 years. She says Hussein has been able to make a place in the community because his approach is genuine and inclusive.
He has a way of making everybody understand, you know, how we're going to do this.
One of Hussein's longer-range goals deals with mobility. He wants the community to push Port Authority for a bus line that goes over the 40th Street Bridge to the East End. It's a connection that he hopes will spur further growth in Millville. That's the last story for this episode. Thanks, as always, for joining us. 90 Neighborhoods, 90 Good Stories is an ongoing project, and you can be a part of it. If you know someone who's making a difference in your community, you can nominate them at our website, wesa.fm/90. I'm Joaquin Gonzalez. Hope you'll tune in next time.